My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In this day and age, in a world of trying to keep people involved and paying attention, like I told you this morning when I came in here, I said the greatest news that I could actually even have is the fact that both teams are still in it and are making trades to stay in it. That's what we want. That's our business.
Yep. And we were talking about in the beginning of the season when the Mets were so bad and looking like they were going nowhere, that the trade deadline was going to signify the end of Pete Alonso as a New York Met. Well, of course, that's not going to happen. He's going to be here for the remainder of the year. Has to be. And they're adding. They're buying.
Mean, could they trade, like I say, a Starling Marte who is almost ready to come back? Could they trade him to somebody for something? I don't know.
But you got to think, though. Is a contender and a contender going to make a deal? Probably not.
Unless they're trading what they believe is surplus in one area and trying to fill another area.
Maybe. But those deals don't seem to happen a lot. So, you're not going to send Starling Marte to a team that's out of it. They're not going to want that.
No, you may send them to a team that's in it in the American League that has a surplus of whatever the Mets feel like they need. You know, okay. like a pitcher.
All right.
Like a relief pitcher or something. Who knows? There's all these possibilities. And it's up to David Stearns to try to manage those difficulties and possibilities to keep the team relevant. And I think he owes it to the players, quite frankly. He owes it to Francisco Lindor. He owes it to Jeff McNeil and Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Alvarez and Luis Severino this is a team that could have quit. And they didn't, which is a testament to Carlos Mendoza as well, by the way.
Yes, and getting a starting pitcher now is on that list when it never was with the Kodai Senga injury on Friday night. So that's something that David Stearns is probably thinking, all right, well, at least we got Senga coming back and it's adding to the rotation, like you always said, and making a big trade at the trade deadline, and now he's gone.
Here's the thing I do know about David Stearns, and I talked to somebody that has worked with him and somebody who knows him. That he's a guy that kind of keeps to himself, doesn't really make major proclamations, does not get involved with a lot of the players personally. He tries to be, looking at it from, the 10,000 feet that you need to look at your team and be realistic about what your opportunities are. But here in New York, it's a little bit different than being in Milwaukee. I'm not saying that the fans aren't passionate there. They are passionate. Mm-hmm. But there are so many more fans here and so many more fans that are able to get their opinions out. And, like I always say that this radio station speaks to so many people and it's a voice for so many people that the people that are running their particular organization sometimes get sidetracked because of that.
True.
And have gone down the drain because they have. But because of the way he operates, he's not going to come up here and sit in front of a microphone and say, we're going to try to win championships every year, and we're going to see the glass half full.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.